Would you like to hear Del sing one, the solo number? Well, you know, Del, he got offered the job with Bill Monroe on banjo, but he kind of liked the gig he had back in Baltimore with a wonderful musician named Jack Cook, who was a good friend of ours, and took Del a while to decide to go down to Nashville and take that job. And by the time he walked into the Tulane Hotel, was it Clarkson Hotel, yeah. That was a one-lane hotel.
Yeah, there was a one-lane.
He was walking in one door, and in the other door was another banjo player that Bill Monroe had offered that job to. Apparently, he was two-time in banjo pickers back then, somehow. Anyhow, through a very fortuitous happenstance, Del became Bill Monroe's lead singer and guitarist, and I think that was great. I'm just cool with that, Del.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, David, that was kind of against my will. I didn't want to do that because I was all into banjo. That's all I thought about in those days.
I was too.
But then this guy that came in, you know, I guess, well, should we tell him about that guy now?
Well, sure. He's from Massachusetts.
He is. That's right. He is. Yeah. And his name is William Bradford Keith. Better known as Brad Keith by Bill Monroe, but his friends call him Bill Keith. That's what we all call him. And he was a great banjo player. You know, I was glad he got that job. I just didn't want to play guitar, but I had to.
Well, we're all real grateful, and I went to hear that band back in 1963 as much as I could, and actually I taped one of the shows in Worcester, Massachusetts, and we released it on acoustic disc as a CD. It's a great show, and as they all were, and you know, Bill Monroe would feature his lead singer on about the second number of every show, and almost every time I'd hear that band with Del in it, he'd be singing this next song. So, and believe me, he hadn't lost a thing on it.